Hey, welcome today to my radio show. This is Jim Brown, and thanks for coming to my site, and glad to have a chance to talk to so many folks that are tuning in all over the world. As I've said before, we get a lot of listeners who come to the site from places all over the world, many servicemen and women who want to stay in touch with Louisiana. If you look on the front of my site, the front left, you'll see a world map where you can see just where my hits are coming from. Just amazing to see them coming from Africa and from all over the Middle East, from islands out in the Pacific Ocean I can't even identify, a number of locations in South America. So I assume it's people that have an interest in Louisiana, maybe have some family ties here. And I try to keep you posted with interesting things on our site. We're here in the first week in June. The Louisiana legislature is looking at a number of issues. I'll give you some thoughts on that. We seem to be a little bogged down here in Louisiana. I have some new legislators, all that have individual agendas. I attended yesterday a reunion of all the former senators. I was a state senator back in the 1970s, and we had a whole group of senators who served then. I'm one of the older senators that are still around. There's a few others that are my age. We get into the 80s, and one thing we all found was that there's a different type of legislator today. These young men and women come in, they have their agenda, they think they know it all. There's a lot of talking and not much listening compared to when I went to the Senate, where you listened and got a sense of what was there and tried to build a consensus with your ideas. You just don't see that kind of thing today. Legislators think they're experts at the budget. They think they have all the answers, and there's just not much consensus building, and therefore we get diverted off into a variety of issues that, quite frankly, in this country, and particularly in Louisiana, shouldn't be top priority issues. We should be concentrating here on health care, where we have some of the poorest, unhealthiest citizens in the country. We need to focus on education, where we're 49th or 50th year in and year out in terms of the quality of the teaching of our kids. Our universities are in disarray. A flagship LSU, if you can call it a flagship, is having a tough time economically, seeing some major budget cuts by the legislature. And yet the focus seems to be on whether or not you should wear a motorcycle helmet. Should you be able to smoke in a casino? How about driving with a car phone in your ear? Things that have to be addressed at some point in time, but right now should not be priorities. The priority should be on the budget and funding so many important issues, and it's just not. It's been a very disappointing session to a cross-section of people I talked to. By the way, mentioning LSU, I wrote a column. My column this week is up right now about the rise and fall of LSU, and I'm a big supporter of LSU. I have three of my four children went to LSU. My wife graduated from LSU, and so I'm certainly there wanting it to be a success, but LSU has taken a dramatic fall. It's not even in the top ranks of universities in the Southeast Conference, where it dominates in football but comes in almost dead last when it comes to being ranked, being certified, being able to raise money in the state. Here we're such a wealthy state with all this oil and gas, yet LSU has had a pitiful ranking in terms of raising money. Endowments are very important to universities, as I said in my article this week. And you see endowments like Harvard, for example, has $26 billion endowment. All your top universities have endowments in the billions. My alma mater, the University of North Carolina, has about a $2.8 billion endowment. You come into the Southeast Conference, there are a few endowments in the billion-dollar range. Florida, Alabama have endowments that high. Then they start coming down below that, and the one of the lowest endowments in all the South, even of minor schools in all of the South, is LSU. They come in with about $600 million. They've done a terrible job of raising money, even though we have a whole litany of very wealthy alumni that should be tapped. They just haven't done it. They've relied on the legislature. And so the point I make in my column is that, number one, we need a flagship university. Number two, it should be LSU. But number three, LSU has been its own worst enemy in trying to sell the flagship concept to the legislature and the people of the state, and trying to show in good faith that they can raise money to help offset these budget cuts. So hope you'll take a look at the article, and let me hear from you. If you agree, let me know. If you disagree, let me know. I've got a good forum where I don't censor those forums unless there's something obscene in terms of language or something along that line. But other than that, your columns are welcome to come up. Your comments are welcome to come up. and I'd certainly like to hear from you along that line. Enjoying back being back on the radio this week. I've been on WJBO, the flagship station for Clear Channel Radio in Baton Rouge. I also still work with the big station in New Orleans, WRNO, also a Clear Channel station. Was doing a Sunday show. That's on the back burner right now because we've got NASCAR on Sunday, so I'm enjoying the break getting away this summer, but I'll be back on the air on a regular occasion here in the next month or so. So the radio highlights as I do these shows will be placed on the website. I put some film up this week. You can get an idea what it's like to be in the studio and what I have to say and how I set up on the show. You can see the inside rankings, just like Rush Limbaugh or other these folks at webcast. Oh, I like to webcast one day, but I'm doing some film and you can see it on the website. Hey, thanks for tuning in with me on the podcast today. Hope you'll enjoy various things on this site, and I look forward to you tuning in again next week. Jim Brown signing off.